In this context, it's important to discuss a second measure of model quality, the adjusted R-squared. While R-squared is an intuitive measure as it directly interprets as the proportion of uncertainty explained by the model, it has one major disadvantage, that it will not penalize the model for inclusion of information that is useless. That is, its value won't go down when including variables that have no effect on the response variable. An alternative to R-squared is a related measure that's often referred to as the adjusted R-squared value. The adjusted R-squared is similar in nature to R-squared. However, it will penalize the model for including variables that have little to no impact on the response variable. The way we'll use the adjusted R-squared value is for comparison between different models. For instance, when comparing a model with 3 predictors with that of 4 predictors, adjusted R-squared will give us a more objective assessment as to whether the inclusion of the additional variable has any value for our predictions.